occurred to us. Even my light-hearted Minnie, I am ashamed to say, forgot her old friend. New companions filled her life. As she grew older, she spent more of her time with girls. So much time indeed did she spend with them that she came no more as she used to her father's room. I was scarcely on speaking terms with her. Years had passed away. It was once more autumn, and we had made arrangements for our Minnie's marriage. It was to take place during the Puja holidays. With Durga returning to Kailash, the light of our home also was to depart to her husband's house and leave her father's in the shadow. The morning was bright. After the rains, there was a sense of ablution in the air, and the sun rays looked like pure gold. So bright were they that they gave a beautiful radiance even to the sordid brick walls of our Calcutta lanes. Since early dawn that day, the wedding pipes had been sounding, and at each beat, my own heart throbbed. The wail of the tune, Bhairavi, seemed to intensify my pain at the approaching separation. My Minnie was to be married that night. From early morning, noise and bustle had pervaded the house. In the courtyard, the canopy had to be slung on its bamboo poles. The chandeliers with their tinkling sound must be hung in each room and veranda. There was no end of hurry and excitement. I was sitting in my study, looking through the accounts, when someone entered, saluting respectfully, and stood before me. It was Rehmoon, the Kabuliwala. At first, I did not recognize him. He had no bag, nor the long hair, nor the same vigor that he used to have. But he smiled, and I knew him again. "When did you come, Rehmoon?" I asked him.
"Last evening," he said. "I was released from jail."
The words struck harsh upon my ears. I had never before talked with one who had wounded his fellow, and my heart shrank within itself when I realized this. For I felt that the day would have been better omened had he not turned up.
"There are ceremonies going on," I said, "and I am busy. Could you perhaps come another day?"
At once he turned to go, but as he reached the door he hesitated and said,
"May I not see the little one, sir, for a moment?"
It was his belief that Minnie was still the same. He had pictured her running to him as she used, calling, "Oh, Kabuliwala, Kabuliwala!" He had imagined, too, that they would laugh and talk together, just as of old. In fact, in memory of former days, he had brought, carefully wrapped up in paper, a few almonds and raisins and grapes, obtained somehow from a countryman, for his own...